Okay, so let's begin. We're up to Simon Yud Ches, Sif Katan Yud. It is on page Kuf Tes Vav. Okay, one more time. Page Kuf Tes Vav. It is Simon Yud Ches, Sif Katan Yud. The halach of davening Mizrach. Okay, this is a very big controversial topic. We almost no shul davens perfectly towards Yerushalayim, because you can't, it's not possible to build a shul. I mean, it's hard to daven. You have to take out a Google Maps and figure out exactly where to daven keneged Yerushalayim. Comes from Doniel. Let's see. Sarach lamoid befanav letzad eretz Yisrael. There's really no such thing as Mizrach. Mizrach is only relative to where you live in the world. We live west of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore we're always davening Mizrach. But if you live in the far east, if you live in China and Japan, or you live on the other side, or you live even in the West Bank, right? If you live in the West Bank, I imagine those who live in the West Bank, they're facing towards Yerushalayim. They're not facing east, they're facing towards Yerushalayim. So it's Sarach Lama B'panav Letzad Eretz Yisrael. Shnema V'Yispalu Lecha Derech Haratzam. It says in the pasuk that they will pray to you. Who said this pasuk? Shlomo HaMelech. When Shlomo HaMelech, he built the Beis HaMikdash. Part of his inaugural prayer for the Beis HaMikdash. This be a makam Beis Tefillah L'chol HaAmim. And they will daven Elecha Derech Haratzam. Wherever a person lives in the world of Jew and non-Jew, they will focus on Yerushalayim, the Shahar HaShamayim. V'yichavin gam keneged Yerushalayim Yishmichavin. Now it's not enough just to mechavin towards Eretz Yisrael, but you shall direct your prayer towards the capital of Eretz Yisrael, which is Yerushalayim. V'yichavin gam keneged Yerushalayim v'cheneged HaMikdash. Not only towards any area of Yerushalayim, but keneged the Beis HaMikdash. U'cheneged where? Beis Kodshei Kodashim. U'lechein therefore anu in Hungary.
What? Yeah, that's what my next question was. In Eastern Europe, where did they
take? So he writes over here, V'chein Dev, Anu B'medino Seinu, Sheyoshim B'marava, Shal Eretz Shal, so he's in Hungary. They are generally towards the west of Eretz Yisrael. Tzrichim Lama B'fonav Litzad Mizrach. And then in parentheses, something very important, Loi L'Mizrach Mamish, El Litzad Kerin Mizrach Estroimis, a little bit south. They, in Hungary, I guess they were a little bit north. They were slightly north of Eretz Yisrael. So if they would face southeast. The Hayoshrim Bitsafon, if you live in the north, let's say you live in the north, Shal Eretz Yisrael, Panayim Ludam, I guess if that's you live in Libya, Lebanon. Live in Lebanon. Tayoshim Bitsafon, Shal Eretz Yisrael, Panayim Ludam. Tayoshim Bimizrach, those who live in the far east, the west, or even the far of the west bank, Panayim Lamarav. The Hayoshrim Bidaraim, you live in the south.
Africa.
Pneihem Litzof on your face north. Nim so call Yisrael Poinim Bitfilosem Lamakim Echot one place. Hai Neg Yushlaim Base Kodesh Akadoshim Shasham Shahar Hashmaim Shakol Hatfilos Oilis Derechsham. All prayer travels in that direction. It's very hard for us to understand what this means. Very hard. How do we understand? Yidavin to Hashem. Hashem Meloi Choloritz Kivoidai. It's a very difficult concept. Something which is hard to understand, but that's how it is. Yidavin to Yushlaim. That's what's called Beis HaMikdash Talpios. The pasuk it calls it Talpios, commotion Amar, Kinigdal David Savarech, like the tower of David is your neck, Bonui Litalpios, it is built as a landmark. The word Talpios literally means a Talpios, a high mound. We call it a landmark in English, but the Gemara makes a drasha. You take the word Talpios, break it up into two words, Tel is a mound. Pios, mouths, the place where all mouths are directed, tell, a mound, shekol, pios, all mouths, poinim, elav, are focused towards it. Now, let's say you're in a situation where if you're not in Mizrach, you're going to be distracted, right? You're on a rest area along the highway, and if you're going to face Mizrach, you're going to face the highway, you're going to be distracted. And but if you face, let's say, another direction, then you're going to be facing a wall, and there'll be no distraction. So then it's very important. Halacha. So then it's better. Okay, this is an important halach. Halach l'maisa. If you are on a highway and you're in a place where davening Mizrach is not ideal, Maybe there's a problem of tznius. There are things, a big billboard, right? It's not so uncommon. You go daven nizrach, big billboard, and there's something which is definitely not appropriate to be facing when you're davening. You have no choice. You have no choice. You should be mispalel to the side and just be mechaven towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yichaven libo le'aviv shebashamayim. Shenemar vispalu el Hashem. There's another post that says pray to Hashem. So how do we reconcile the two psukim? Vispalu el Hashem is and the post before that says derech aritzam, through their land towards this place. It all depends. Ideally towards Yerushalayim, but if it's not ideally, you daven with kavod. Let's say you're in the middle of davening Shemayin Esrei, and someone comes in with a compass and starts banging on the table, Rabbi Isai, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong, but you are already in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. You might have been getting yourself in the Darim. You should not pick up your feet. It's not Kedai. It's not so important. That's a very important rule. That it's davening Mizrach is not critical. It's not so important. And if it's an ideal, it's a hiddur, it should be done. But if you're ready to build a tradition, you go down in the wrong direction, do not change your location. Eliyat upon up, you can turn your face to the Mizrach. If it's impossible, let's say you can't turn your face, it's hard for you. Let's say you're facing the complete opposite direction. It's okay. Yigmar tefilos, so it's not kedai to be oike raglav. If you have a shayla, I forgot to say mashu for ruach, you don't know what to do. So we learned yesterday and 2 days ago, so you're allowed to actually pick your feet up, leave your location, and go to the bookcase, and go look up the halacha and return to where you came from. You're allowed to go and pick up your feet and go to a person, a Talmud Chacham, and actually ask him the question. We learned yesterday, if a sitter falls on the floor, so we learned yesterday, ideally don't pick it up. So it's on the floor. The world will go on just the same. It's a bazillion, okay? So you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you should not be oiga. But let's say you're so sensitive, it bothers you so much, you really can't concentrate on the words of the Shemona Esrei, you are allowed to be oiga raglov, go to the sitter, pick it up, put it on the table, and go back where you came from. So we do see that there are many instances where you're allowed to pick yourself up in the middle of Shemona Esrei and break away from your location. But Mizrach is not one of them. It's not so important. If you happen to realize you're davening west, now in Mizrach, you're not allowed to change your location. Like we said before, you're in a place where there are pictures in the Mizrach and it's distracting. Let us see the Shi'arim Mitzvah Mahalach, a lot of interesting things. Letzad on the previous page, Zayin. Letzad Karen Mizrach, the Zayin Mitzvah Mitzvah, the Harash, Sham, the Hatu, Viha. The Hatur, the Mashal Mispalum Tzad Mizrach, Mamnesha, Anu Bamarab Shalat Shal. The Hatur Ezov, the Amogen Avram, Kasab Shem Halavush, the Aritzah, Salalu, Haim Bamarabis, Svinus, Shalarit Shal. Most of the lands where the Jews, Eastern Europe, were a little bit north, slightly northeast. So you daven a little bit towards the south. Al kein tzarech lizoher ki sheboyin beis hakneses yamidu kaisal mizrachis shesham arin hakodesh. If you have an opportunity when you build a Beis HaKnesses to do it in a place like in America, also we are in New York. We are a little bit also north, slightly, very little, not much, less than the Eastern European countries where Jews lived. Right, we're probably more in where we are in New York, probably more south than the Eastern European countries. Yeah, yeah.
Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta. Is Mamish exactly? Atlanta, yes. Really? Wow.
Same longitude.
Same latitude.
Wow, Atlanta. Exactly the same. So they're Mamish Mizrach. So they have a problem.
A little bit south.
They have a problem. Atlanta then has a problem. I'll show you in a moment why they are. Because if you Mamish due east, you got a problem. See, we're lucky that we're not due east. I'll show you why in a moment. So therefore, if you have an opportunity, now you don't really have that choice because the building codes are not going to let you go build your building in New York City on angles. You have to build them according to the rules, and it's not very, you lose a lot of space if you're going to make a shul where the aron is going to be on the to the south, and you're going to tilt all the chairs in a certain direction. It's not going to work out very well. So that's why we're not makbid on this. We've picked one location. We typically, since we're mostly west, so muba deruba, if the city, if the way, it's not, not all the time as a children in New York, are the city blocks due east? They're not perfectly along the equator. They are a little bit tilted. The city blocks, but there are definitely neighborhoods where when they built the neighborhoods years ago, they were very mocked that the city block should be perfectly east, west, north, south. That's not true in Flatbush. It's not perfectly aligned. But if you're building a shul, if you have an opportunity, we have a choice. You should try to build a shul where the Aron Kodesh is pointing directly towards Yerushalayim. Uperish Baruch HaShulchan. Rabbi Seinu Habalei Ataisis V'Harash Hayu B'Tzarfas V'Ashkenaz Shaper Hayu B'Marav Shalayit Yisrael Avl Anu Sheichnim in B'Poylin V'Rusya B'Tzafan Olam in the North V'Yimkein Anachnu B'Maravis Tzafaynis. We are in the B'Maravis Tzafaynis Shalayit Yisrael Ayin Sham. That's what he explains. That's why those in Poland and in Russia, that's why they were north, more north. That's why they shall face a little bit when the Gemara says Mizrach, because the Gemara was referring to the Baalei Taisis. They were mamish pretty much 100% east. Whereas the later Paiskim were living in other countries of Russia and Poland, which they were much more north than the predecessors. America. We're in America. You got it? Okay. We're living in Chasashon. Malcha Shal Chesed. America had Sephinis, we had Safan Oilam, we had Lanul and Spalak upon him, Negin, Mizrach, Dremis, Kehalavush, and therefore we have to face slightly south. And that's why there are many shuls, very, very common, where the Arun Kodesh is on the Koysel Doroim, on the south wall, because we are also north. So you're not going to be perfect, and it's more convenient to build a shul. You can go a little bit towards the south. Okay, the ayin b'shayel s'chuvis chasam sofer. The beis haknesses shoyin nitchak me'oy aydei hazos nashim shi b'marav. For loitzim lahachav b'gvuloy aydei sheyeshnoi. They have a problem of space. The Ezra's Nashim is very narrow, and the only way we can solve the problem is by changing the location, and we'll dive in. And the people are going to face south. So I don't know the whole scenario here, but basically the point is over here they want to change the configuration, the way it's structured, and this is extremely common. The shul is structured to make everyone happy, the men and especially the women. They want to put the aron along the doraim. Are they allowed to change the aron from the mizrach to the doraim because of space limitations? The helasham, the chasam sofer told the people, the mitzad hadin hoya osar. Really, it's Osir. If the Aron is facing Mizrach, that's where it's supposed to go, towards Yerushalayim. You want to accommodate people by making the Beis HaKnesses more convenient, it's Osir. Ella, Kan, Kevan, Sheha Umon Haboine, Modar Haruchos Al Yidei Kampus, Umotzaki Karen Dreimis Mizrach, Shal Beis HaKnesses, Hu HaMizrach Hu Amiti, and he discovered that the real Mizrach is in the corner. Uladas halavush beemes sarach kezel lechen afilu imeshanim ato ledor mamish shasat chak shani dialkoponim ktsas yenoite lemizrach ayin sham. So this is a critical chasam sofer, which we all rely on. We all rely on bisman hazeh in almost half. I would say probably 40% of the shuls in Flatbush. Where was the shaila? The shaila was the Aron Kodesh in Pressburg. When the Chasam Sofer, it appears, was facing Mizrach. Now the problem, and they wanted to change the location from Mizrach to Doraim. So Chasam Sofer says, if you take strict Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Gemara, you have to go and face Mizrach. Because Mizrach is Keneged Yerushalayim. So if you go to Doraim, it's Shaloi Kedin, it's Aser. But since the truth is that where we are living is much more north than where the Gemara is, what the Gemara is discussing, so even when we're davening Mizrach, guess what? We're not really davening towards Yerushalayim. we're really off. If we would follow where we're davening, we would totally miss Yerushalayim. Anyway, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, because anyway we're limited due to the way the shul was configured. So when you're going to daven south, it's no different. Even though the Yerushalayim is more east than it is south, but since it's not 100% east and it's not 100% south, it doesn't really make a difference. B'shas hadchak lechatchila you should daven east, because east it's more east than it is south. But being that it's not 100% east, so if you daven south, you're not really doing anything worse than if you were davening east. When you daven east, you're not fulfilling the Gemara, you're not fulfilling the Halacha. So when you're davening south, you're also not fulfilling the Halacha. You're davening partially towards the Lakum of Yerushalayim, and that's why the Chassam Sofer passing that it is mutter. And that basically, Chassam Sofer appears to be the makar for all of the shuls of Zman Hazeh, why indeed they do daven south, because in many situations, it's a much nicer, more convenient layout for the shul if they were to daven south. And don't tell me that davening east is the Halacha, because it's not the Halacha. Davening east is not opposite Yerushalayim. It's more east than it is south, but it's not perfect. So if we're not going to be perfect already, we might as well make the shul in a way where it's more appealing to the tzibur. Now the ayin. Now what about davening? What about davening? North? Are you allowed to daven north? Not really, it would seem. It would seem davening north, you're totally going away from Yerushalayim, right? That's what it would seem.
Upstairs faces west.
Okay, and there are many shuls that daven north. There are shuls that daven north.
It depends how the block is.
Let's go further.
Somehow you'll get there anyway.
Okay, let's see further. The ayin. The world is flat. You're not going to get there. Who told you the world is round? Who told you the world is round? The world is flat. If you go north, you fall off. I don't know where you came from. But we don't take that into consideration, that the world is round, that eventually you'll... I am Joshua's Mishav Mishav Dover. Let's listen further.
You're directly north.
Yeah.
Right directly north, or directly south, then I would think you would need to go be dabbing towards that direction. But if you're slightly... slightly to the east or the west, you can still go east and west, because the line will go a little different. It's going east.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
he talks about Safa. Let's see further. The ayin b'shal tshuvas meishiv davar la'atzif nishal bi'achas
Shabbat
beis hakneses ponim l'darim beis hakneses achas ponim l'mizrach kedin v'raitzim l'shanes beis hakneses zeh sheyigam kein ponim l'darim. Okay, most shuls were facing the wrong way, south, and there was one shul that was doing it right, was facing east, and that one shul wanted to change and face south. Umatzu taina shenivne ata beis tefila lelila b'mizrach b'mizrach beis hakneses.
There's a church.
And the reason why they wanted the change was because the church was davening east, was in front of it. The reason why they wanted to change from east to, because they don't want to face the church. They don't want to face the cross, right? You look out the window, you're davening in Mizrach, and there are windows. And what do you see? You see it's Salem. You see it's Salem out the windows. So they don't want to do that anymore. So the mitzvah is a long tshuva. Herich shav hela she'osur l'shanos. Very machmir. Ve'ein l'choshesh mishum beis alilu shlofnei beis haknesset shu beis beis mishum atzma. So what? Just because the church, so put yourself on the window. You don't see. Just because you're facing doesn't make a difference. So you see already here a chumrah. Okay, let's go further. The ayin b'prima gadim. Now he discusses entirely different. He's going off of the topic for a moment now. Where should the Rav sit? What?
You said earlier there would be a problem going due east.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to come to that in a moment. Let's finish this up first and I'll discuss though that issue. Correct. Let's show you. Let's say it's mamish facing the correct location. It's facing Dremis Mizrachis, southeast. The Rav should sit on the right side. The Oz ain't Sach Lahadrim. Then the Rav does not need to tilt himself towards the south. Here's halacha. The halacha, the Gemara says that when the person, let's say a person is indeed davening towards Yerushalayim, doing the real deal. He's davening towards Yerushalayim. Even if he davening towards Yerushalayim, there's an idea that you shall tilt your head slightly either to the north or towards the south. If you want to be a Talmud Chacham, tilt your head towards the south. Why? Because the menorah in the Mikdash is in the south. If you want to be successful in Parnassah, you want to be wealthy, you shall tilt your head towards the north, because the Shulchan is in the north. So now the Rav, what does the Rav want?
Wants both.
Does he want? You can't have that. You can't have that. That is the yisoid in life. Loi kol adam zoicha l'shtei shulchanis. Rubud rubis. It is extremely rare for a person to have everything. That's the way life is. The life, everything in life, the yisoid hachayim is a trade-off. You can't have everything. You got to choose your priority. It's a very important. I told you this maybe a long time ago. It's an unbelievable story where Rav Hutner, Zeichat Tzadik Levracha, when he would bring a new Talmud into the yeshiva, this is what it said. So he would ask the Talmud, interview the Talmud. I don't know if he always did this, but he once did this. He said to the Talmud that it's soon going to be the young Neroim, and in the Machzor, when you come to Ayei Mekoyim Kavoidai, there used to be a minhag. No, I don't think they do this today anymore. They have this in the art school Siddur. When you come to Ayei Mekoyim Kavoidai, the Chshatz used to sing a nigun when he said Ayei. Ayei Mekoyim Kavoidai. Why? To give the Tzibur a chance to say a special tefillah in the middle of Kedusha. And in that tefillah, in the art school Siddur, you could ask one of three things. You could either ask for banim, for children, you could ask for parnasa, or you could ask for ruach hakodesh. So you ask the Talmud when the Yom Ram is coming up soon, when the Shatz is going to say yay, which one do you want? Which, what are you going to be mispal for? Which one are you going to daven for? Ruach hakodesh, parnasa, or for good children? And he used that as a springboard. Think about it. What would you say? I think you would say it depends on different times in your life. You know, different kufas in your life, you ask for different things. I don't know. But whatever it is, he asks. So a lot of times, it's a great question. It's really a great question. You take a young kid who's 18 years old, 17 years old, 16 years old, and he asks this question, you know, it gets them thinking. What's really important in life? Good children? Having parnasa, not someone who supports you, to be independent. Don't make any joke about it. Not to come onto someone else's handouts. Or to have ruach hakodesh. It's a very good question. It gets you thinking. It's a very good topic of conversation, especially with a young person. And he used this to get into a discussion and to feel out the boy, what is this kid all about? So I told this to someone, and he made a joke to me, and he said to me, what's the shayla? I'll pray for all three.
Right.
I'll be mispal for all three. But that's not the way the tefillah is set up. It's a very good question. So what's the big deal to be mispal for all three? That's not how it's set up. The tefillah is set up, you have a choice. Ask for one, you can't. Why? Why, Taki, is it that the tefillah is set up, you only can ask for one, not for all three? And the answer is very simple. You really, in life, as part of the Musar Haskel life, you can't have everything. You have to have priorities. You have to have priorities, what you want. So the Rav, when you daven, the Gemara says, either you're Yadrim or you're Yatspin. You can't go shuckle back and forth. I want both. I want Ashirus or I want Chachma. You have to have a priority. Priority in one. So where does the Rav says, if the Beis HaKnesses is going to be set up along the, is going to be set up along the southeast. Ooh. So when you're facing Mizrach, you are already in the Darga of Yadrim. Because when I'm davening east in Bizman HaZeh, right, we live northwest of Eretz Yisrael. So if you were to build the ideal Beis HaKnesses here in Flatbush, you would put the Aron facing southeast. So you're facing south. When you face straight in front of the Aron Kodesh, you're already facing south. You are already fulfilling what it says in the Gemara, Haroitze lehachkim yadrim. The Rav certainly wants to be yadrim. If your Rav wants to be yatspin, he shouldn't be the Rav. The Rav's priority number one should be chokhma, not money. If the Rav's top priority is money, you got a problem. Okay, so the Rav wants to be yadrim. That's a given. No, you look at me like I'm funny. What?
That's not one of the choices.
Yeah. What are one of the choices?
Choices is Ruach HaKodesh.
Yeah.
Right.
Parnassa. I'm talking about davening. I'm talking about the Gemara. The Gemara talks about when you daven. So when you daven, you're supposed to tilt to the north or south. So what does the Rav want? It's a given. If he is a Rav, he wants Yadrim. He wants Chochma. If the shul is built in the ideal, in the ideal configuration, when you face the Aron Kodesh, you are already being Yadrim. I'm facing south, east. I'm facing the south. So now there's a shaila: should we put the Rav on the east side of the Aron, on the right of the Aron Kodesh, or the left? What is always more chashuv, the right or the left?
The right.
The right is more chashuv. So since anyway, when you face forward, you're being mekayim the Gemara, being the Gemara of Yadrim. Now it's only an issue of which one is going to be more chashuv, right or left. So of course, the Rav should sit on the right side of the Aron Kodesh. But let's say the shul is not built; it's not facing south. The shul is facing east. So if the shul is facing east, and what side of the Aron is south? The mekayim shayis nakayis al kedas al levush shahinu dremis mizrachis yemokam arav liyemin ha'aron ve'oz ain tzarch lahadim. The Rav doesn't need to turn to the side; he's already facing, and he's sitting on the right side. Uvu mekayim shayis neged hamizrach mamish. So if the Aron is facing mamish kineged, the Aron is facing mamish kineged mizrach, and now the Rav wants to be yadrim mamish yasu mokam rav litzofa in ha'aron. So the Rav should sit on the left. Why the left? Why the left? Aron? The Oz Yadrim. Because you don't want to turn away from the Aron. It's not respectful. If the Rav is sitting on the right side of the Aron, think about it. Okay, make believe. And the Rav, what?
In Europe, the Rav was facing the
Well, it depends.
Like here? No.
It's not a raya. You can't bring a raya. Every shul really is different, and they're also. So he's telling us a rule. Now you have to take this rule and then go backwards and try to figure out. But it's a fascinating rule. Look what he's saying. If you have a shul, think about it. You're davening make believe. Think about davening east. You're davening perfectly east, and the Rav is sitting on the right side. On the right side of the Aron.
No.
The right side of the Aron Kodesh. You're facing east. The Aron is facing due east. Perfectly east. Okay? And make believe the rabbi is sitting on the right side. The rabbi is facing east. Make believe.
He's not facing the call.
Let's not facing the call. He's diving east. This is position. Now where he's positioned. He's diving east straight where his shtender is, where his chair is. You're in the back of the shul, and in front of you, you see the Aron Kodesh. The Aron Kodesh is right in front of you. Straight in front of you is east. And the rabbi's chair is on the right side. Right? Isn't the right always more chashuv? When the tzibur looks at the rabbi, they look at the rabbi on the right side. Make believe. That is an ideal. The ideal thing is when you come into a shul and you see the Aron Kodesh, what's more chashuv? Right or left? What's more chashuv? The right is more chashuv. So if ideally, you come into a shul, the Aron is right in front of you, the right is more chashuv, you think about all the shuls that you're familiar with. That doesn't necessarily mean they're done right. Don't think, try to erase from memory for the moment the shuls that you've davened in your entire life. Every shul has its chesed, why they do things the way they do. But just make believe you're coming fresh. New shul. Aron is east. Now, where are you going to put the rabbi? Oh, the rabbi always goes on the right side. The right is always more chashuv. Problem. The rabbi, when he davens his Shmona Esrei, because he is a rabbi, and the rabbi's priority number one is Chochma, Lahadrim, he's going to want to tilt towards the south. So when he's going to be davening the Shmona Esrei, he's going to be turning away from the Aron. He's going to be facing the corner of the shul. He's going to tilt. It doesn't look right. It's not right for the rabbi to turn away from the Aron. It's not right. So if you have a shul where the shul is facing due east, the rabbi should sit on the left.
There it is.
And when the rabbi sits on the left, when he will tilt towards the south, because he wants to be inspired of by the menorah for Chochma, he will be tilting towards
the
Aron HaKodesh. Right. Got it?
Okay.
Dr. Fruchter, are you okay with this?
The right and left is the question. Who's right?
It's the right of the Aron. When you're in the back.
What o'clock is?
Okay.
Okay, so let's read the words one more time inside. Ayin b'prima gadim. Okay, let's read the words one more time. Finish up. Ayin b'prima gadim. The b'mukay ma shoyis na koytz al kedas halavosh. The hainim b'dremis mizrachis. Okay, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. Ayin b'mukay ma shoyis na koytz al kedas halavosh. The hainim b'dremis mizrachis. Yeh mokem arav liyamin haran. V'yos ein shrichem lahadrim. V'mukay ma shoyis neger an mizrach mamish. Ya'asu mokoyim harav litzofoin, the left ha'oroin, v'oz yadrim v'yayin b'sifrei chasidim sh'roi l'hoyshev harav liyamin ha'oroin. However, the sifrei chasidim says he doesn't go for this liyamin, he holds v'chein orach I'm not sure what it stands for. Kosav nir b'yenei chashivas ha'yamin eitzel ha'oroin. However, not everyone agrees. No one agrees on anything, we know that. No one agrees on everything because don't focus so much on lahai lahadrim or yatsmin. The ikar is the right. The right is what's more important. Always focus on the right. Okay, now before we conclude, two very important things. There's a very big problem if you live in Atlanta. Okay, if you live in Atlanta or you live anywhere in the world where you're facing Mizrach Mamish, what's the problem? The problem is it looks like you're davening to the sun. If you daven Kivosikin and you daven Mamish Mizrach and the sun, now the truth is it's not really Shakasha because the sun doesn't rise Mizrach Mamish. The sun rises throughout the winter and the summer, it goes south, Hoylech El Tzofoin. There's a pasuk in the Koheles, Holech el tzafon, Holech el daroim, Seviv, Holech, Holech, Seviv haruach, V'al seviv asav shavaruach. The sun is always rising a little bit northeast, a little bit southeast. Only in the spring and the fall is it mamish due east. Not even then is it due east, but whenever, depending where you live in the world. But generally speaking, if you're going to daven due east, and that's going to be, let's say, where the sun is rising, you have a problem that it looks like that you are davening to the sun. So there are poiskim, it's brought down, I saw this in the art scroll, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the footnotes. It's unbelievable, an unbelievable thing they published, that art scroll, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the footnotes, they have some incredible Marim Kaimos. There are opinions that I don't remember the name, that if you live in Atlanta, not Atlanta, anywhere in the world, you should not daven Mizrach. You should daven a little bit, make your build your shul, tilt your shul a little bit to the north, a little bit to the south, so you don't look like you're davening mam. If you're living in the west, you know, you live in the West Bank, and you make the shul, you daven towards mamish, towards Yerushalayim. In America, in New York, so you'll build your shul, you'll build it southeast. Perfect. You're not davening to the sun, because the sun supposedly rises in the east mamish, even though it's not true either. But
I just find that a little obscure. You can dive into the moon, you can be diving, the mayor is standing in that.
No, the sun is worse, because the sun we find so much in Chazal and in Tanakh, worshipping the sun. It's something which we're more sensitive to. You're right, you can dive into the chair. There's no end to it.
The sun is only in the morning, is coming up. Later on, it's not there. So how do you?
But we find the Gemara where they actually worship the sun and they did Shuva by putting it there. There are many Amar Chazal which make us much more sensitive to the sun than the moon and the stars, the constellations, and there's no end to it. There's no end to the things that you can be davening to. But the sun is something which we do take into consideration. The Gemara already make mention of that. And therefore there are poskim that are very sensitive to this issue, not davening towards the down towards due east. So in Atlanta, go to Atlanta, go see what they do there. Not so simple. Okay, the other issue, I don't know the answer. But here we went through three different places. We went through here the Chassam Sofer, the Meshiv Dover, the Nitziv, I ran through the Prima God. Mainly the Aruch HaShulchan also he quoted, and they discuss davening east and discuss davening south, and they give a lot of legitimacy that there's no big deal. You can daven south because anyway you daven east anyway, it's not a perfect solution. So anyway, once you're not being perfect, as long as you're facing one of the two directions which you need to go, it's good enough. But they don't make any mention about davening west, and they don't make any mention about davening north. Yeah. And it's a problem. I don't know what the answer is. It's done.
Who's they?
What? Shuls.
No. People. When you say they discuss.
The Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer discusses here in front of us, yeah, davening north, davening south.
They never got a shiloh from America. Where from?
It can't be they didn't get a shiloh. They had many shuls of shtibloch. They had many situations. And I'm sure it's done. It's clearly done. It's done all over the world where shuls are built. They daven north. They daven west. It's done. It's done because that's the way it is. Why is it mutter? I don't know. There must be a reason. I don't have all the answers over here. But obviously, it's very clear. One thing is very clear. If you make a shul, you shall definitely strive to daven east or south. It's not an ideal to daven north or west. If you have no choice, obviously, we know, it's done through very choshev places. Holy places are done in that fashion. So there must be a reason why it is permitted. Now, another very big issue is, even if the shul, the Aron Kodesh, the Mishnah Berurah, there's a contradiction to the Mishnah Berurah, even if the Aron Kodesh is facing the wrong direction, when you daven the Shemona Esrei, there is such an opinion. Good, you could make your shul in a way where the Aron Kodesh faces west. But when you daven Shemona Esrei, you have to face, the Aron Kodesh facing north. But when you daven the Shemona Esrei, you have to face east. So that's also not typically done. Most places where the Aron Kodesh is not facing east, it's not done. In Yeshiva University, someone told me in the old Beit Medrash, before they built this new beautiful magnificent Beit Medrash not so long ago, so there the Aron is facing the Dorum, if I'm not mistaken. And there's a famous Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was very makbid. He was very the father of Yosef Soloveitchik was a Rashiva before his son. What? Is it north?
No,
I don't know. I don't know where it faces. The old base is still there. The old base manager is still there. I was there recently. I walked in there. It's still there. They use it as a base manager still. There's new, big, fancy, gorgeous base manager. The different floors. But is that facing east? I don't even know. Is that facing east? The new base manager? I think it is. I think that faces east. Faces north. The old one faces north, I think, right? Right? The old Beis Medrash faces north, and the new one does. I can't picture it. I don't know. I'm getting confused. Whatever it is. There's a story there of Moshe Soloveitchik was very makbid, was very upset with this, and he chose not to daven there. This is what they say. Because it did not face Mizrach. Alright, I don't know. What's the choice? So when you daven Yoshua Esrei, you'll die. But if everyone else in the shul is davening towards Yaron Kodesh, you're not allowed to be Mishaneh because of Loisis Goydidu. You know, it looks like you're davening to different gods. He's davening this way, I'm davening that way. That looks funny. It's not right. It's not right.
Tell them they're not right. Tell them I'm not right.
Exactly. So don't say anything. That's clearly, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says that if you go to a shul and everyone in the shul is davening north, you're not allowed to daven east. Because Loisis, if you don't want to daven, so don't daven in the shul. But to go and everyone is facing this way and you're going to be facing this way, it's one thing to tilt a little bit.
I won't tell them you said.
But to go and face this way is clearly also, that's forbidden. That's mamish kmerzei kishtevishus. I know a guy used to do this. Everyone faced this way. And he faces this way.
Very obvious.
He says, well, there's an opinion. Even though he's right, there's such an opinion, that means that the whole shul should do like that. The opinion is, Mr. Nussbaum, the opinion is that the whole shul should do it like that. That's the opinion. And that's really where it should be. The whole shul should be davening for the Shemona Esrei facing east. But if the shul is not holding in that matzav where they're going to be davening east, and they're all davening north, it's also for you to be the lone ranger and daven east. it looks like they're davening to this God, I'm davening that God. That's much worse. That's much worse than davening in the wrong direction, because that's called us. So don't tell him. Don't tell him. He can become violent.
You're supposed to tell people to do it
sometimes. No, not in this generation. They'll tell you. You telling me to take out a splinter out of my eye? You take out the beam. You take the beam out of your head. Okay. You know the part what that means. What's the famous part? Because where did the splinter come from? It came from that beam. What does it say in Chazal? If you tell someone, you know, there's a splinter between your eyes. So they'll say, if there's a beam between your eyes. In other words, what are they saying? Where did my splinter come from? A splinter, it came from the beam between your eyes. It's not just some shot. You're telling me that I have a minor imperfection? You have a major imperfection. It's worse than that. My minor imperfection comes from your major imperfection. So correct yourself, and then when you correct yourself, then... So that's the danger of giving someone Musar today. Okay, we will stop here.
That's from Shechem, right?
Take a break.